right? How are you feeling? Things are going for you.
They're going well.
Yeah. Are you comfortable at any one position right now?
Yeah. More comfortable.
I'm just out there trying to play football every day. Regardless of what position I'm playing each rep, I just go out there and try to, you know, master my craft at each rep every time I go out there.
You don't think it would be better if they just let you focus on one position, at least this training camp?
No. I feel like the coaches are in a great position because, we have a great offensive line, guys who played together last year. And, you know, me, I'm coming in to try to create a little competition on the offensive line. And I'm learning at the same time, learning from these guys who've had experience and who've played. So, they're in a great position as far as, you know, personnel-wise. There's no pressure either way, but there's always competition.
Ken, when you study the positions, do you divide that up evenly? Or, like, what are your study habits with this big workload?
I mean, as an offensive lineman, you just study football. As being an offensive lineman, I mean, the techniques are the same. It's just a different position on the line. Of course, you have to do things different as a guard and a tackle a little bit, but you have to know what's going on overall as a whole to really understand the game. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to get a grasp of, the whole offense and the whole, you know, defensive recognition and the little things that professionals do that I didn't do in college.
Like what would those be?
Defensive recognition, anticipating what's coming by knowing the formations, knowing the defense, things like that. I feel like I have a pretty good hold on it, but the older guys are really teaching me a lot, and I'm learning from those guys.
Do you feel like once you get to games, it'll even be a different level of challenge?
It's levels to everything. Once you master or once you get a certain hold on one thing, you know, you realize or recognize a certain thing and address it so you can, you know, continue to become better. It's never a complacency thing because, you always want to get better. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So, it's not a problem.
The thing is, you played a bunch of positions, but you never played right guard until this camp. Right? So yes. Isn't that enough of a challenge to tackle just that position without spreading it around?
I mean, it's definitely different to play guard because I never played guard before I got here. But, it's offensive line. And like I said before, and I'm going to continue to stick to it, I'm an offensive lineman. And I love a challenge. I love to go out and play something I never played before.
How much does your background as a defensive lineman help you as an offensive lineman?
Oh, well, earlier in my playing days as an offensive lineman, it helped me a lot more than it does now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now I still understand defensive linemen. They come to the line with two moves in mind. You know, they think ahead, and what you give them, they get. They play. They play off of you. But they have to beat us. We don't have to beat them. I try to go into it with that mindset as far as passing. Running, it's just who wants to get the other man off the line of scrimmage.
Cam, Joel told me that you're learning what type of sunflower seeds the guys like, coffee.
Yeah.
What's the room been like? There's so many veterans in there. It feels like other positions are a lot of younger players. What's your experience been like?
It's been a very welcoming experience. It's different. I hold myself to really high standards. So, I try to do what those guys do now. And I think that kind of puts me at a disadvantage sometimes, but that's just me. I'm stepping up to the learning curve, but it's definitely a process every day, coming out here and working hard and learning from these guys and pushing myself.
When you guys are in meeting rooms with all the offensive linemen, do you ever break out by all the guards in this room on the track? Are you always as a unit?
As a unit.
Is the level of complexity between college and the NFL, is it a huge difference or is it not that big?
We were in the same offense at Florida State. It's a lot more volume as far as calls, but the things that I do here and the reason why I've adapted so well is because of the offense that I played in college. And I give a great deal of respect for – I have a great deal of respect for Coach Flip because, he adds that volume. It may be the same all the way to one point, and then it's different that way, and they call it something totally different. So, that's the biggest adjustment as far as, learning the volume. But as far as knowing the offense and knowing what's coming, I understand it really well.
How about in terms of offensive line calls?
I understand it. I feel like the calls are more simplified in the NFL because there's so many guys going through so many teams. You don't want to teach it. It's pretty basic around the league, I feel like. The calls. So, I mean, it's not been anything.
If you, for some reason, would not start the very first game against the Jets, would that be more of a reflection of the line or you?
I mean, like I said before earlier, I mean, we have a great group of guys here, and they've been playing together for a while, and they were one of the best in the NFL last year to do it. And, I mean, we all know that. So, I mean, no disrespect to anyone on that line. I want to push for a starting job. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, and everything that's supposed to happen happens in due time. So, I mean, if I'm not starting that first game, you know, I'm still pushing those guys to start whenever it's my time.
It's a little bit of a blessing and a curse to be with a line like that. Now you got to push for a spot, but at the same time, you can learn from them and take in what they've been able to teach you.
It's definitely the best case scenario for me. You know, I look at it every day in a positive aspect. Like I said, I go out there every day and I just try to learn from those guys, and I try to continue to push myself and strive to get my game better.
From the standpoint, you're with the twos most of the time, running with Charlie. What are your impressions of him in the huddle?
Johnny's been doing a really good job of controlling the huddle, controlling the line of scrimmage, you know. And with him, too, it's also a process. You know, a lot of people expect things to happen overnight. We're all young here, and we're all blessed to be behind a bunch of veterans, guys who know how to do it. So we're all learning, and I feel like he's been doing a tremendous job. He's been more confident in throwing the ball, as you could all see in practice. He's been making some really good plays out there.
In terms of him using his running ability as he did yesterday, I mean, he took off for 25 yards or so around the right side. Do you even notice that going on, or is it in your mind that, hey, I'm blocking now for a very mobile quarterback, and there's a difference in what I need to do in some small way?
You know, we try to go out and just block the ball, block the play as best as we can, regardless of who's our quarterback, because we have to protect him regardless. But, I mean, he's been doing a good job. I don't really pay attention to all that, you know. As long as we pick up what's coming in the front, we know he has time. Whether he scrambles or not, it's on him. He's a quarterback. He knows how to do his job best.
What's your weigh in these days?
Excuse me?
Your weigh in? What do you weigh these days?
What do I weigh?
Yeah.
That's a personal question. I don't know if coaches would care about me answering, but. 235.
What about a couple skirmishes? Were you involved in any of those or in the mix in the middle of any of those?
I mean, it's training camp. I mean, you know, you get the. You get some of those instances, but I mean, it's never anything that's off the field. You know, once we leave the field, it's one team, one heartbeat. So, I mean, that's point blank period.
Kim, I saw it was a one-on-one pass for the field a couple days ago, and you got mad at yourself at the end of it and kind of yelled at yourself. What are you trying to work on that you think you haven't gotten to where you need to be yet?
I mean, one thing that I say all the time about myself and that I work on a daily basis is consistency. You know, I could beat these guys, but it's about taking the same consistent set every time I get up there and constantly telling myself that I have to take this set every time. Just consistency.
Is it any harder at this level than you thought it would be?
No.
Dan, what are some of the things that you've noticed about Danny Shelton and some of the other rookie pass rushers that you've been facing thus far in camp?
I mean, Danny's a really, you know, he's a big guy. He has really good feet, good hands, high-energy guy. He plays a lot of energy, so... you know, it's all a learning process for us all. He's learning how to get off blocks differently than he did in college. He uses what he has. And, you know, Xavier Cooper's been doing a really good job. Nate Orchard, you know, and I don't want to miss anybody, but our defensive line has been doing a tremendous job of giving us great looks and competing.
What's Greco like as a guy to go up against?
Excuse me?
What's Greco like as a guy to compete against for that starting right guard job?
I mean, Greco's a great guy. Like I said, he's one of those guys who's been in the league going 8 or 9 years now. So he's really crafty. He's had a great season. He had a great season last year, and you know, he's done nothing but help me in every way possible. I mean, we're competing, but we're also teammates. And you know, I'm pretty sure everybody in this locker room would agree that you know, nobody on this team will ever not help someone just because of the competition. You know. I mean, we go out there because as a collective, we want the Browns organization to do well. So, I mean, we go out there every day and he helps me. You know, Mitch Schwartz helps me, Joe Thomas helps me, Alex Mack helps me, you know, Ryan Seymour, all those guys, we're all there for each other. You know, if it's a slight mental lapse, you know, the next person's there to help each other. So, it's never anything about putting anybody down. It's always lifting each other up because we want to create and sustain that competition throughout camp, throughout the season, so that, you know, if anything does happen, God forbid it, everybody be ready.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.